You're listening to SBS News.
Melbourne mother of two, Carla Jennings, has been living with type 2 diabetes for almost 4 years. She first discovered something was wrong while pregnant with her daughter.
I developed gestational diabetes at 26 weeks pregnant with my first child, and I went for the normal test that everybody has at 26 weeks, and I didn't expect it to come back as anything other than negative because I hadn't had any of the telltale signs that you're supposed to have about diabetes.
New research by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare showed more than 40,000 women who gave birth in Australia last year were diagnosed with gestational diabetes, a form of high blood sugar levels during pregnancy. While the condition usually disappears after delivery, it can recur in later pregnancies. And for some mothers, like Carla Jennings, it can develop into type 2 diabetes.
So I made changes to my diet straight away. And as frustrating as it was to not be able to have the ice cream with my family or whatever they were having, I did that because I needed to. I lost a lot of weight really quickly, and eventually my sugars became under control.
Australian Institute of Health and Welfare researcher Miriam Lamon says gestational diabetes is usually diagnosed during the second or third trimester of pregnancy, and it can have serious health implications for mother and child if left untreated.
Women with gestational diabetes are more likely to experience adverse outcomes during pregnancy and delivery, such as having preeclampsia or having to need to be induced or having a cesarean section or having a preterm labour.
The study found 1 in 7 pregnant women is diagnosed with gestational diabetes. That's up 10% since 2000. Indigenous women are 1.5 more times likely to develop the disease, while women born in Asia, North Africa and the Middle East are also at higher risk. Diabetes Australia spokeswoman Renza Skibilia says genetics could be a contributing factor.
We do know that women from certain cultural backgrounds have an increased risk of developing gestational diabetes. And that comes down to what we call non-modifiable risk factors. So they're genetically predisposed to developing gestational diabetes during their pregnancy. So for those women, it's really important that they understand what that risk is, and that when we're talking about education programs, that they're culturally appropriate to people from different backgrounds.
Pregnant women aged in their mid to late 40s were also found to be 4 times more likely to develop gestational diabetes than younger expectant mothers. The risk of pregnancy complications is even greater for those who are overweight. Experts say adopting a healthy lifestyle before falling pregnant is key to prevention.